The Gemara tells a story on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that one of the Chachamim wanted to test his son to see if he's a Kaisen. So he ripped the beged. But he didn't violate Bal Tashchis because he ripped it on the seam, on the stitches, so he'd be able to sew it up again. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, he's testing the son to see if he's going to be a Kaisen. What's going to be if the son is going to scream at the father, "You meshugana, why'd you rip my jacket? So the father's in violation of Lifnei Belasita Mirshom. Like the Gemara says in Moed Katan, that Hamaka ben Ogadol, one who beats up his son who's already older, is setting up the son to violate the Maka of Iviyimos. So the father who hits the son is a violation of Lifnei Iver, because he may hit the father. That's a question how to read the Rashi there. Rashi says on the Gemara, because the son may hit the father, so the Yad Malachi has a suffix. Does Rashi mean to say that one is only a violation of Lifnei Iver if Levisof, the son, does hit the father? Or no, since the father set up the son that he may hit him back, so the father's already in violation of the Iver, even if the son doesn't hit him back. But whatever the pshat is, the Gemara asked the Kasha here, isn't the father in violation of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mirshom? He's setting up the son, and the son may hit him back. Either if he does hit him back, even if he doesn't hit him back, okay, the two pshat. Here the son may scream at the father. So the Gemara answers, the machalei likor. The father was moichel on this covered, so therefore the son wasn't in violation of kibur aviyim, in case the son is going to scream back. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. There's a pasuk in Parshas Matos that says if a woman takes a neder or a shvuah, so the husband has the ability to be made for the nedarim. If it's been all that been on, nidrin and nefesh, the husband is a balbas to be made for the nedarim. Then it says if the husband is made for the nedarim, Hashem yislach lo, Hashem will forgive the wife for violating the neder. What do you mean, Hashem yislach lo? The husband was made for the neder, so there's no more neder. So what does she need a forgiveness for? Hashem yislach lo. So the Mishnah says in Nazir, the Pasuk is talking about a situation that the husband was made for the neder when he found out about it, b'yom shamay, but the wife didn't know the husband was made for the neder. She went ahead and she violated the neder, thinking that the neder is still in force, it's still binding. She didn't know the husband was made for. So since Niskavan lecho b'sar chazir v'yol v'yoda b'sar teleh, so you need kapar. She thought she's eating treifus, and it comes out that it's really kosher because the husband had already been made for the neder. So that's what the pasuk says. Hashem should forgive her for violating what she thought was an aver, even though in truth it's not really an aver. That's called niskavan lecho b'sar chazir v'yol v'yoda b'sar teleh. Turns out that it's kosher meat that you need kapar. So Tosfos over here, was it helped that the father was moichel on his kavod in advance, but the son does know that the father was moichel on the kavod. So if the son is going to scream at the father, "Meshugane, what are you ripping the begotten for?" So the son will be in violation. It won't be in violation of kibbutz because the father was really moichel, but it'll be in violation of this kamalechot b'sar chazir v'olav yodah b'sar tleh. So Tosfos answers the ma'aseh shohi what tzarich loyma that the father told him that he was moichel. The father told the son in advance that he was Meichel. Otherwise, it's Tzorach Kapar. So this is an interesting concept. It's a Mishnah Nozir. And it's quoted in Eben Ezra. At the end of Eben Ezra, you have the last sentence about Soita. Eishes Isha Zinsar Suel Bailo. So they have the following discussion. If a woman is Mizana Tachas Bailo, we say Kishen Shasur La Bal Kachas Suel La Bail. She's Asur La Bailo, Asur La Bail. So what if the husband died, but she didn't know about that, and she's having an affair with someone else thinking the husband is still alive, and she thinks that she's now in violation of Loisinov. In truth, the husband is dead already, so she's allowed to marry. So she didn't violate Loisinov. So maybe I should say, it was Niskavan Lechel, B'sar Chazib, Yol Abod, B'sar Teleh, we consider it, B'dina Shamayim, we consider it as if she violated B'sar Chazir. So maybe she's Asur Al Aboil. So that's what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes such an opinion in Achrayim. Big Chiddush. Then Skavan Lechel B'sar Chazir V'yol B'sar Tleh. Not just Tzor Kapor. We consider it as if the person did that Avera that they thought they were doing. So we consider it as if she actually violated Loisinov and she's Asur Al Aboil. This is what the Dingzach, but that's what the Pischei Tshuva quotes. The Gemara in Amud Beis has a long discussion about how do you read the Pasuk from the second half of Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. Tarabbanu Pnei Seva talking about Darta Pnei Zokan. Are these two different people? The Seva is a person over 70, even if he's not so learned. And the Zokan is Eshekana Chachma, two different dinim. Or should he say, no, it's one and the same person. The Seva talking about should stand up. Darta Pnei Zokan should show Kibudim. And it's talking about the same person, one who is a Seva and a Zokin, a person over 70 who is a Tamachach. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. And Gemara says, what's an Afkamina? Afkamina is, what if the fellow is a Tamachacham, but is Yannick V'chacham? He's not 70 years old. He's in his 20s, and he's a big Tamachacham. Do you have to stand up or not? So the Gemara says, that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Whether Yannick V'chacham, Yannick, he's not so young. He's younger than 70. Yannick means very young. He's younger than 70. He's a baby. He's only 69 years old. But he's a big Talmid Chacham. So that's one Machlokes HaTanoim. Then there's another Machlokes HaTanoim. What if the fellow is a Zaken Ashmoy? He's over 70, but he's not learned it at all. So Rashi learned Zaken Ashmoy Oshem. He spoke yesterday. He's a Rosha, Balaver. Tosfos says, how can it be? If the person is a Balaver, there's no mitzvah to stand up in his presence. So Tosfos says, Zokan Ashmai means like Pischei Shamoy, like the Gemara in Erevin says on Dafyud Al Pischei Shamoy. If you made a Tzuras HaPesach poorly constructed, so it's not acceptable Tzuras HaPesach. Gemara has Pischei Shamoy means like this. You have to have Kana Mikam, Kana Mikam, the Kana Al Gabem. So instead of Kana Al Gabem, you tie a string around it. Instead of the string going on top, Al Gabem, you tie it around. That's poorly constructed. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Marsham had a Kula. There was a prominent rabbi in Toronto who made an Erev there many years ago who was a Talmud of the Marsham from Galicia, from Altahem. So he corresponded with the Marsham. So the Marsham sent him a letter where he's more makel than he wrote in his Chubas, in the Chubas Marsham. He was makel that he said that since Bisman is it's not abnormal to make a frame of a door with the top, the lintel, minatzad, so Bisman is it's good. We don't have to follow the din in the Gemara. So that's how the Erev was originally made in Toronto. Then they started a koil there in Toronto, and the koil started to tumble that the Erev doesn't correspond to what it says in Mishnah Brura, and they wanted Rav Moshe to pass on the Erev. He should announce no one's allowed to carry. So by Rav Moshe, used to be for years and years and years, used to be two Talmidim. It used to be Aaron Felder and Elimelech Bluth. Used to be Rabbi Moshe all the time, all day long. Aaron Felder was the son of Rabbi Gedalia Felder, who was the prominent rabbi in Toronto after this rabbi before him, Grobart. Grobart made the Erev. He was the Galatiana, who was the Talmud of the Marsham. So Aaron Felder was there when they came to Rabbi Moshe that he should pass all the Erev. So Aaron Felder passed away very young. So he said to Rabbi Moshe, how can you pass all the Erev? Pick Tamachachim and made a B'shat. So Rabbi Moshe didn't say anything. Until a couple of years went by, and a new Talmid Chacham came from Eretz Yisrael, and he started a koilo, and he didn't care what Rav Moshe said. He just said the Erev was no good, and he did it over again. So now the Erev in Toronto supposedly corresponds to what it says in the Mishnah Brura, that they don't have Minatzah. But that's what the Gemara calls, that's the original Gemara, Pischei Shamoy, if you have, the Kana Gabem is Minatzah. The Chazon Ish extends it to many other cases. Whenever it's poorly constructed, so he says, the Erev is no good, Pischei Shamoy. Chazon Ish holds that the poles have to reach the ground. If the poles are just within 3/12 to the ground, most of the people that make a roofing do not have the pole touching the ground. Usually have it within 3/12 to the ground. And the Stipler writes like that also. So the Poshadi writes in a Sefer on Eridan that if the Kanamikan, two poles are within 3/12 to the ground, say, Lovut. So the Chazon Ish, the Stipler wasn't familiar with the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish writes in a Sefer, it's not acceptable. He says, Lovut is a halacha. When you have a Tzuras HaPesach, has to be Kiddi Abdi Inchi. If it's poorly constructed, it's not acceptable. They have to ask a Goyish construction man, how do you make a Tzuras HaPesach? He never heard of Lovut. You can't use Lovut in constructing a Tzuras HaPesach. It has to be normal. It has to touch the ground. Yeah, so the Gemara says, one Machloikis would be Yannick V'Chachim. You have a Talmid Chacham is only 69 years old, very young, is not 70. The other Nafkamina would be, what if you have a Seva who's not learned? So Rashi learned Zokan Hashmai is Zokan Balavera, Rosh, and Tosfos says Zokan Hashmai is Zokan Shomeimim, And Am Haaretz, not a learned person. Nice person, not a Balav there, but he's not learned. So according to the one Tana, it's only the Pasuk is talking about one person. They say we're talking about Darta Pnei Zokin, you have to stand up and show Kovid, Hadarta, you have to show Kovid, for this one person who is over 70, who is in Tamachok. And according to the way we Paskin, the Gemara says later we Paskin, Halacha Kisi Ben Yehuda, here. Yeah, five lines from the bottom of Lam Gimel and Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Kisi Ben Yehuda. We pass on that to two different people. One is the Seva, one is the Zokin. The Zokin is even a Tamach Chacham who is very young. And the Seva is even an old person over 70 who is not learning. He's a boor. We assume that they're two different people. If you say that it's one person, so why is it written so strange? Why doesn't it say Mipnei Seva Zokin Tokum V'Hadarta? Why does Mipnei Seva Tokum V'Hadarta Bnei Zokin? Doesn't sound like it's two different people. So the Gemara says, no, the Chumash wrote it in that strange way. It's really one and the same person. The Seva Zokin hyphenated. He's over 70 Seva and he says Zokin Tamachokam. The Chumash wrote it like that in order that the word Adarta Pnei Zokin V'Yareisim Elakecha, that the word Zokin should be next to the word V'Yareisim. Why? So the Gemara says, because Lefi Pshuto Shal Mikro Poshib Shab D'Yareisim Elakecha is it Tzivui to the Hamoinam. You should stand up and mimchabed tamachacham and demonstrate Yerushalmayim v'yareisa me'elokecha. And there's an additional level of interpretation. The Torah Shabbal Peh has an additional level of interpretation because the word zaken appears next to v'yareisa. So we say the zaken also has to have Yerushalmayim. A lot of times it's he wants to have the pleasure. The tamachacham wants to have the pleasure. Everybody's going to stand up out of his respect. So he's going to wait till everybody fills up the hall and then he's going to come in late. He's always going to come late. So everybody's going to have to stand that he has hanoah from that. He has a lot of pleasure. So it says, v'yareisa me'elokecha. You shouldn't misuse your position of authority. A lot of people, the Gemara says, power corrupts. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds three tears every day. The Gemara in the first paragraph in Chagiga. So one of them is on the Parnas HaMizgoa Ala Tzibur, the person who's appointed to a position of leadership, and he misuses his position for his own self-aggrandizement. He enjoys having everybody stand up to respect him. So he'll go dafke, he'll wait till everybody fills up the hall in the shul, and then he'll walk in. So that's why the pasuk is written in such a funny way. It's only one person. If they say they're talking about that, according to the Tanakhama, it's one and the same person. But it's written in this strange way. You should realize there's an additional level of interpretation the Yareisa Melekecha. These people should stand up to demonstrate Yerushalmayim, and the Zokin should have Yerushalmayim. But he shouldn't be Matriach HaLatzibur. A Parnas HaMizgo HaLatzibur is one of the, power corrupts. Unfortunately, power corrupts. So that's the Gemara's Machlekes HaTanaim, And we pass on that to two different people. Over 70 is one din, and the Yannick V'Chakim and Tam Chochem is another din. What else the Gemara has? Those are the two machlokes in Yannick V'Chakim and Zokin Hashmoyim. The Gemara explains what it depends on. Then the Gemara talks about standing up in general. Standing up, so they quote the Mishnah from Bikurim, about 10 lines from the top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Ein Bali. What was the Gemara saying? The Mishnah Bikurim says, "Kol bali umnius omdim ipnehem." When the pilgrims bring the Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, so everybody stands up out of respect. V'shalom mishlomam, they greet them, make a big fuss. V'yomer lahem achenu anshe makom plani. Used to come together all the people from one location, from another city, so they would greet them, all the people from Tveri, all the people from Be'er Sheva. Bachim l'shalom made a big fuss about it. So the Gemara has a comment, the Bali Umnius, in the middle of their malocha, they stand up out of respect for the Mevi'ei Bikurim. So Rabbi Yochanan has a comment on the first white line, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, v'pneihem omdim v'pnei talmid chachamim meim omdim. If you're in the middle of doing your work, there's no mitzvah to mimechabed talmid chachamim. To stand up and pnei seva tokum is only if there's no hefsid. But if you're employed by someone else, the Gemara says you're not allowed to. The Kanomer, the Gemara has the line before, Ein bali umnes rashayim lamem hnei talmid chachamim, shosho eskemim malachtem. Tosis interprets if I'm not self-employed, if I work for somebody else, then you're not allowed to cheat on the job. You're not allowed to, the guy's going to take off an hour to learn Daf Yomi. Are you talking? You're supposed to work for the Balabas. You're not supposed to, you're going to, the Gemara says that the people who are employed by others and they want to daven mincha, okay, so they're allowed to daven mincha, but they're not allowed to do chazaras hashatz. And when they recite Birchas Hamazon, they have to abridge it. They have to leave out atayv ameit of lav deraisa. And the second and the third brachas, no delucho and rachim, they combine together. The chachamim made a takana, they should combine it together, not to cheat the balabas. If they're self-employed, so then they should do chazaras hashatz, and they should recite the whole Birchas Hamazon. But if they're employed by someone else, they're not allowed to take off so much. Mishnah Berurah says that b'zman is everybody, all the bosses know that they got a bench, so it's understood that they say the whole bench and they say the chazaras hashatz. But b'zman atanayim, people were more conscientious, and it was understood that they have to put in a full day's work. So the Gemara explained, that's how Tosfos learns. Ein bali num nis rashaim, they're not permitted to stand up if they're employed by someone else because they're cheating the balabos. And nonetheless, it says that they do stand up when the mevi bikurim come. So what do you see from this? So the Gemara has a comment on the second white line. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbovim, bo rei, come and look. Kam chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The people who are employed by others are not allowed to stand up when the Talmud Chacham comes by. There's no mitzvah to stand up because there's a hefsed mammon involved over here. Balabas is going to have to pay more to have someone do. He's going to take out a few moments when he shows the cover to the Talmud Chacham. But for the person who's engaged in performing the mitzvah right now, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you do show kavod. Pnei talmid chacham ein omdim, but pneim omdim, the mevim bikurim do say. You do stand up. Gemara says, not necessarily. How can you prove? Maybe it's an exception to the rule because you had to encourage farmers to come bring bikurim. If you're not mafrish bikurim, it's not going to be tevil. If you're not mafrish shumas and mice, everything's going to be tevil. So all the balabatim, all the farmers know they better be mafrish shumas and mice, or else they're going to be misa b'dei shamayim. They're going to be over and avera when they eat all the food. But if you're not mafrish bikurim, so you didn't do a mitzvah, so the world doesn't come to an end. So they're going to come from Kiryat Shmona. They're going to travel. They don't have cars. They're going to travel by horseback or by donkey. It's going to take forever till they get to Yerushalayim. And then a lot of times the Mishnah says they would be humiliated. They have to know how to pronounce Arami Avad Avi. Farmers, how are they going to know how to say Arami Avad Avi? So the Mishnah says they used to have a plaque that had Arami Avad Avi and Rosh Hashanah. Aleph, 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 Arami Avad Avi. Yeri Mitzrayim Avav Mem. And the whole parasha. You got to know how to figure out a whole Rosh Hashanah. And most of the farmers probably didn't know had mefanech such a Rosh, Aleph, 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 Vav, Mem, and then whatever comes after that. So that most of them. So the Mishnah says originally, B'tchila, those farmers who knew how to say it on their own, send their own Arami Avodav. Those who didn't know how to say it on their own, they had to have someone else say it for them. So the Mishnah says they were humiliated. It's a nimno milohavi. They stopped bringing Bikurim. Have to travel 8 hours. Have to travel, give away 2 days to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and be embarrassed. So you want encouragement. And then they made a takana, they don't let anybody say their own Arami Avad Avi, they should read for everybody. No one should say on his own. Kedesh Lolabash is Mishani Adair. So there was a big tircha involved to travel to the Beis HaMikdash. You got to take off sometimes a couple of days, and you have to be embarrassed that you don't know how to say your own Arami Avad Avi. So you have to do something, you have to make a big spiel. So the Gemara says, maybe that's why. Vidil Mishani Hasama, the fourth wide line. Maybe it's not the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, the respect that you have to show to the one who's oisik b'mitzvah is greater than the respect you have to show to a person who's learning Torah. Maybe li'olam talmid chacham deserve more respect than balabatim are doing mitzvahs. Maybe over there, dil mashani hasam imkei nimtzah satam achshilin lasi love. They won't want to bring bikurim next time. It's a long trip, and it's embarrassing, and it's a hefsed moment, and it doesn't make tevil, so they'll just forget about the whole thing. So you have to make a big tzimis and greet them and make a whole thing out of it. So it doesn't really prove the point. There's a famous Bar Tanura in that Mishnah in Bikurim. He says that it's based on this Mishnah, the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, according to the first Pshat the Gemara gave, not the second Pshat, Nimtzah Zat Machshilon Losilo. According to the first Pshat, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so he says that explains why the meaning is that when the Kvata brings in the baby for the Bris Milah, when the Chevra Kadisha bring in the mace into the room where they're going to deliver Esbit, so everybody stands up. They're standing up out of respect for the little baby who's an oral. Why should they stand up? They're not going to stand up after he's going to have the Bris Milah. Well, why should they stand up? He didn't do anything yet. He stand up out of respect for the mace. He never stood up while he was alive. Why should we stand up now that he's dead? The Bhaktivinoda says, no, we're not standing up out of respect for the baby, out of respect for the mace. Standing up out of respect for the Chevra Kadisha, who are doing a mitzvah, chaviva mitzvah v'shaita. And we're standing up out of respect for the kvater, who's bringing the baby to do the bris milah. He's oisa mitzvah. He's bringing the baby closer to the moel to perform the bris milah. Some of the Rishonim say that's the reason why you stand up in the Chasan Kala march down the aisle, because they're on their way. They're walking like holchem ledvar mitzvah. They're walking on the way to the chuppah to perform a mitzvah to get married.
But the Chasan and Kala also going there.
What?
The Chasan and Kala themselves also going for the mitzvah. The Chasan and the Kala, you don't have to go to the people accompanying them.
Yeah, yeah. No, so the Chasan and Kala stand up out of respect for the Chasan and Kala, that they're going to perform a mitzvah. And when this, when the kvater brings the baby, he's standing up with respect for the kvater.
The
Chos and Kala. The Chos and Kala, yeah. He's standing up with respect for the Chos and Kala. Yeah, because the mimer that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch from the Pirkei Der Blessed, Chos and Doi Mele Melech, and just like when the Melech comes, you stand up. So when the Chos and comes, you have to stand up. That's only after the Chuppah, he's Doi Mele Melech. Before the Chuppah, he's only engaged. He's not a Chos and yet. He's not Doi Mele Melech yet. They give different reasons why. So that's the pashtus why you stand up. Rishonim say like that. The Stechem quotes it. Rishonim say that's why you stand up for the Chasan Kala, because the Holchem Ledvar Mitzvah. There's a Pischei Tshuva says in Yeridei and Hilchas Tzedoke that. Yeah. That when the Gabbai goes with the Pushka to collect Tzedoke, so maybe you should stand up out of respect for the Gabbai that is getting everybody to give tzedakah. So Bianca Kamenetsky suggested maybe that's the reason why everybody stands up by Baruch David. Just because David said it by Mida? Did David say it by Mida? Why should he stand up by Baruch David? So Bianca Kamenetsky once suggested that maybe the Gabbai used to walk around at the beginning by Baruch David, everybody should give tzedakah when you say, Lo Hashem, Baruch HaKovet Milfanecho. So maybe they stood up, not out of respect for the Perek by Baruch David, but out of respect for the Gizbar, for the Gabbai Tzedakah who's going to collect the Tzedakah. A suggestion. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, that the mitzvah of, to stand up for Tam Chacham is only, let's say everybody's in the bathhouse, they're all undressed, or everybody's in the bathroom, Oysim Tzarachem, so you're going to stand up when the Tam Chacham comes in. So the Gemara says, you only stand up if there's, that's the first wide line on Lamed Beis on the base. Yochel Yam Panam Beis Hakisa Beis Amerchus Tam Lam Tokum Bahadarta. Lamarti Kil Makum Sheish Hida. If standing up shows COVID. There in the Beis Hakisa, in the Beis Amerchus, it doesn't show COVID. Yeah, why? Because everybody's undressed. Everybody's involved in something else. The Gemara tells a story that some of the Chachamim went into the bathhouse and the Talmidim didn't stand up for them and they felt hurt. They were makbid, how come they didn't stand up? So the Gemara, we just said in the Braisa, that in the Beis HaMerchat, you don't have to stand up. So the Gemara says, it must be HaBebote Gavoy, HaBebote Baroy. And the Bote Gavoy in the inner chambers where everybody's undressed. So standing up for the Rebbe, it doesn't show any COVID. It's a Kima Shein Bohidur. But in the Bote Baroy, in the waiting room, where everybody is dressed, so then you have to stand up out of respect for the Talmud Chacham. That's a Kima Sheyesh Bohidur. The Gemara says one of the Chachamim who was a Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, son of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, walked into the bathhouse and the Bate Baroi in the outer rooms, and one of his Talmidim was there and he didn't stand up. Rabbi Priya was there and he didn't stand up for Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, so he went and he told his father, Rebbe told his father, I taught him Shnei Chumashim in Sefer Tehillim, 2/5 of Tehillim, and he didn't stand up for me. So what does it mean, 2/5 of Sefer Tehillim? Okay, 2/5. So Tosfos says maybe it means more than that. Maybe it means more than 2/5. That Sefer Tehillim, if you look in the normal Siddur, it says Sefer Rishon, Sefer Sheni, just like you have Chamishu Chumshei Torah. So you have, the Tehillim is divided into five parts. And at the conclusion of each part, you have, like what we say at the end of Sukkah Dezimah, Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen, Yameh Baruch Hashem Etzion Shechein Yerushalayim Haluka. So those psukim come, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Lassan Tfilas Baruch Shem Koed Olam V'Malach Lodas Kol Horatz Amen Yamein. Those psukim come from the end of Sefer Rishon, Sefer Sheni, Sefer Shlishi, Sefer Revi. We're completing the whole psukim of the Zimra. So we conclude with the concluding psukim in the Sefer Rishon, Sefer Sheni, Sefer Shlishi, Sefer Revi. So that's what Tosfos quotes. That Tilim is divided into five svarim, just like Hamishu Chamishei Torah. Not that he taught him two-fifths of Tilim. I taught him two svarim from Tilim. Two of the Chamishu Chamashim, Yesh B'Tilim, come up with Sefer Torah. And Tosfos tells you where each one, the second Sefer, the first Sefer ends at the end of chapter Mem Aleph, and the second Sefer begins chapter Mem Beis. Second Sefer ends at chapter Ayin Beis, and the third Sefer begins chapter Ayin Gimel, and so on. Third Sefer ends at Pei Tes, and the fourth Sefer begins with Tzadik, and so on. That's what Tosfos explained. That's how we have it in the Siddur. Whenever you have a Tilim printed, it says Sefer Sheni, Sefer Shlishi, and so on. So the Gemara says, when Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe poured his heart out to his father Rebbe, that the Talmud didn't stand up out of respect for him, so he said maybe he was thinking and learning. So the Gemara, how can it be thinking and learning if it's the Beis HaMerchatz? The Gemara says, it's Muta Laharer. The Pasuk says that the soldiers in the army have to be careful. La'ir b'cha ervas dovor. They're not allowed to daven. The Gemara learns that from those psukim. You're not allowed to daven keneged erva. Not allowed to daven keneged soa or mei raglai. It says, Yosid tilucho ala zeinecho. All the soldiers have to have a shovel. And when they have to make tzarochim, oisid tzarochim, so they should cover up with it tzoyim. Because voy machanecha kodesh, you need kedusha samachne for a dovish b'kedusha. In order to say a bracha, in order to learn Torah, you need kedusha samachne. That's the question. How did the Gemara interpret the psukim that is talking about davening and saying learning Torah? The pasuk is talking about the soldiers in the army. What in the world? So the Netziv has a whole fantastic suggestion. That's hard to believe. First, he quotes Mar Mekaymus Mo'ol HaVashas. He's unbelievable. He quotes all the Mar Mekaymus that all the wars in the world are the fault of the Jewish people. If the Jews are not learning Torah, then the Rebbeinu Shlom causes a war. So he'll make a war in Vietnam to give us a hint. We better Isaac the Torah. If we don't get the hint, then he brings the war closer to us. And if we still don't get the hint, then he brings the war in Eretz Yisrael. Till he bops us over the head, we realize we have to learn Torah. So the Netziv quotes all the Marmakamis. One of the many Marmakamis is the Gemara in Makkah. Sam das hoy ragleinu b'sharayich Yerushalayim. So the Gemara interprets, Am das hoy ragleinu b'molchama. We were said the soldiers, the Jewish soldiers, were successful in the battle in the schus of b'sharayich Yerushalayim, in the schus of the shiur hamitzion and ba'aloch and the yeshivas and the kollelim that they're learning in Yerushalayim. B'sharayich Yerushalayim. So the Netziv says, yeah, there's a kollel in Yerushalayim, the yeshivas in Yerushalayim, but because it's in the schus of lim, it's all as a punishment for Bittul Torah. This is in the Hagdamah to the Shilchus. Originally, the Netziv printed his commentary on the Shilchus in three different volumes. Bereishis Moses, the first volume, by Yikra, the second volume, by Midva Dharma, is the third volume. So he wrote a whole Hagdamah that's called Kidmas HaEmek. He wrote a whole Hagdamah to his Haimek Sholot, to his commentary on the Shilchus. He called it Kidmas HaEmek. So he wrote it in three installments. So the first installment is in the front of the first volume, second installment in front of the second volume, and third installment in the third volume. When they reprinted it in Eretz Yisrael, Sadr Rav Kook reprinted the Haimek Sholot, so they put all the three installments together in the beginning of the first volume, and now they have it separately. You can buy a separate sefer, Kidmas HaEmek, the Hakdama of the Netziv to his commentary on the Shilchus. It's really Hakdama to Torah Shebaal Peh. Not so much, a little bit about the Shilchus. It's basically a Hagdamah to the Torah Shabbat. But like the Prima Godim, Psicha Kalelis Tar Chaim is a Psicha Kalelis to all of Torah Shabbat. So he has there a long arichas on this. He quotes all the Marmakamis from the Gemara, that all Mohammeds are because of Bittul Torah. Cherubal Oilam, Halibus Adin, Valinu Yadin, Mishnah Pirkei Avos. So then, Netziv says that not only b'sharayich Yerushalayim in the schus of the people who are learning in Sharm HaMetzion and Baalocha and Yerushalayim, in the front, where the battle is, they used to have a battalion of soldiers who were sitting and learning. Lo maspik that they had soldiers b'sharach Yerushalayim, and the Shor Muhammad Tzion and Ba'alocha and Yerushalayim. They had soldiers on the front where the bullets were flying in the air, they were sitting and learning. So he says, when the Torah says you have to be careful for Erva and Soya, Meraglayim, it goes on those soldiers, because they're learning Torah, and they're not allowed to learn Torah, can I get Erva, can I get Soya. The Poshup Shat is really not like the Netziv. Poshup Shat is, the Pasuk says, Liyor Bucha Erva Zdova V'shov Me'acharecha, the Shechina shouldn't run away. You're not allowed to have Erva, Tzoya, Meraglayim, because Kashem Alakech Mesalach B'kerav Machanach La'atzilech V'losa Avecha B'yadecha B'ayam Machanacha Kodesh. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo promises that he's going to be with the soldiers when they fight the war. So just like you have to be careful, the Shav Me'acharecha, Liyor Bucha Erva Zdova, the Shechina shouldn't see Erva, V'shov Me'acharecha, the Shechina will run away, then the soldiers will be on their own to fight without the without the assistance, divine assistance of the Shekhinah. So they may not win. So they're Toignish. So just like the Chumash says, you have to be careful, Kedushas Machaneh, because you want to have Ashuas HaShekhinah. So the Chachamim understood, the same applies even if it's not a Melchameh. If you stop learning, you want to learn it, you want to say Tfilus, you shouldn't learn it, you shouldn't say Tfilus, can I get Erba, can I get Soya, can I get Meraglayim. But the original din is not because there's a group of soldiers on the front we're sitting and learning. No, there's learners are b'sharach Yerushalayim. You have to be careful for Kedushas Machna, because Kashem Alekech Mesalach B'kerach Machanech Alatzilecha. Like Rabbi Gorin once said, he used to be the chief chaplain in the army before he became the chief rabbi. So he said, when the Jewish people goes to fight a war, it's like a Dovash B'kedusha, like the Shechina is there, like when you're learning Torah. That's the Poshup Shat in the Pasuk. Kashem Alekech Mesalach B'kerach Machanecha. That's why you need Kedushas HaMachna. It's a shaila, how many soldiers do you need together that it should be considered a Hashuas HaShechina? So the Rabbi Chananel at the end of the first perek in Erevin quotes the Yerushalmi has three opinions. How many soldiers do you need to be together that they will bring the Shechina? So the Magid, the Chazanish talks about it over there at the end of the first perek in Erevin, the Chazanish and Erevin, and he says, the Magid Mishnah says, we pass content, a minion. And he says, the Chazanish writes, a double posh, whoever is not mitzdarf to a minion, let's say an apikur, is not mitzdarf to a minion, not mitzdarf to be mashlim, the 10 people, kol be'asar shchin to sharia. If you have 10 people, oisik and milchoma, together, then the shchina will come. We usually say, kol be'asar shchin to sharia, you can say a double shibikdusha. You can say, kadosh kedusha baruch. So the Chazanish says the same thing over here. Kol be'asar shchin to sharia, ki Hashem alakach, the salch, the kerb, machanecha, lahatzi, lech, the Mishnah there. The last Mishnah in the first parak in Aaron says, Abba Dvarim Patru Bamachna. There were four kulas that the Tanoim instituted when there's a Machna Yisrael. So when is it called a Machna Yisrael? So the Hadanish explains. The Haganah, or the Etzel, or the Lechi, that didn't have the din. It wasn't an army sponsored by a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. And the Queen of England claims to be a descendant from the Malchus Beis David. That's not called Malchus Yisrael. She's a queen over everything, but she's not over Eretz Yisrael. You have to have a Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael, sponsoring an army. So when you have 10 people in the army together, 10 people who would be mitzdarf to a minion, to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, so 10 people in the army, Shomrei Mitzvahs, mitzdarf from Yachad if they're close to each other. How close do they have to be? That's another question. Well, you have 10 people scattered all over the place. So the Chazanish has a fantastic Kiddush. I find it hard to believe, even after reading it so many times. Chazanish says they have to be within 70 amas of Shiraim to each other. Have to be within 70 amas to each other. Where do you get that? 70 amas is a shir. If you have a city, so how far does the city go? Let's say, if you have a big city, there's no isa going chutz l'tchum. The isa of tchum goes when the city comes to an end. When the city is ended, then you have Alpai Mama outside of the city. But Kozman is still the city. So what do you mean? So say the whole North America is one big city. It starts from New York and it goes to Los Angeles. Everything is one big city. So the Mishnah says no. Kate said Ma'abrim, like an Isha Mu'uberis. So how do you extend the city limits? You say, no, the city extends. That's still part of the city. How is that? If you have a house, first the Mishnah has, how do you determine what's a city? What's the definition of a city? So you have to have at least gimel chatzeris. You have to have three chatzeris. You have to have a minimum of two batim in every chatzer. So how close do the two chatzeris have to be? So Tosfos writes in Erev Hinah, not Mistaber, that they have to be contiguous. The two Chatzeres have to be touching each other. They don't think so. But you can't have one on New York and one in Los Angeles. You're going to say the whole America, the whole United States in one big city is too far apart. You have to have some Shia. So Tosfos says, probably the Shia, Shiv Imamah B'Shiraim. Tosfos thinks that that's a Din D'Oraisa. Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk. You Buddhist one that's an Asmachta, how they figured out the Shiv Imamah B'Shiraim. Tosfos made it into a Din D'Oraisa. That the houses, once you have, if you have two Chatzeres, each Chatz is Mukav Mechitza, and each Chatz has a minimum of two Batim, three Chatzeres, Gimel Chatzeres. It's a Mishnah in Erechin, when you talk about Bati Ori Chaima. If a guy has a house in Eretz Yisrael that has a wall around it, that's not called Bati Ori Chaima. It has to be a house in a city that has a wall around it. So what's the definition of a city? Just five people are friendly with each other and they build a wall around the, that's not called Bati Ori Chaima. They have to have an ear. So what has to be an ear in Eretz Yisrael? So what's the definition of an ear? So the Mishnah says in Erechin, and the same Mishnah appears in Erevin, that you have to have Gimel Chatzeres, which are close to each other, certain proximity. Tosfos says Shiv Imamah V'Shiraim. And then you have you have to have a minimum population of 100 people. That's a Gemara in the first Perek in Sanhedrin. When you want to have a dinner, any dachas, so what's the minimum population that you have to have? That it should be called the city. Stam, you have 10 people live on a farm, so that's called the city. So the Gemara has a machloikah satanoim, and we pass kind of minimum of 100 people. And they write it in Hilchas Megillah, applies it to Mikra Megillah, that the Ayaris Hamakov is Chaim Masu Shabanon, read the Megillah on Tezvav, on Shushampur. And Shara Ayaris, read the Megillah on Yudalit. And if a person lives on a farm, he doesn't live in a city, so they used to be, Bizman Baishenit, they used to be Magdimim Liyay Makhnisit. They would lay them, they had a kula, they were allowed to lay in the Megillah, Shenim HaChamishi, before Purim. The Gemara says after the Churban Bayis Sheni, we don't allow that kula anymore. But there used to be such a kula. So how do you determine whether they live on a city or they live on a farm? When they called Bnei HaKforim, Akdim and Liyankum, when they called Kforim, little villages, when is golden ear? So the Rabbit says, look in Sanhedrin in the first parak. The Gemara says you have to have a minimum population. You have to have Gimel Chatzeres. Each chos has to have at least two batim. The Chatzeres have to be within Shiv Imamah V'Shiraim. And you have to have a minimum population of 100 people. Bayir and Idachas is a din ir velo krach. If it's a metropolis, you don't burn down. You have a city with millions of people, a population. So you don't burn down such a gigantic city. So that's a din and ir and Idachas. You don't burn down ir and Idachas if it's too big. But for Truman purposes, Erve Truman purposes, you just have a minimum. There's no maximum. So again, it's only considered So the Mishnah has a din Abo Dvarim Patru Bamachne, the four kulas that the Chachamim applied to the Machne, so to the Jewish army. The Chazanish explained means a Jewish army sponsored by the Jewish government controlling Eretz Yisrael, governing Eretz Yisrael. So how he says there are three different opinions in Yerushalmi, how many soldiers you have to have. He says the Magen Mishnah says we pass content. One sheet is, I think, 1,000. Elef lamata, elef lamata, and shnei masa, elef chalutzei tzavot. So one sheet is you have to have 12,000. Because in Mechemes Midian, that 12,000. One sheet is 1,000, I think. 10,000, I forgot already. And the Chazanish says he thinks that we pass 10. The Pashto says we pass in 10. Yeah. So the Pashto says that shir, Shiv Imamah B'Shiraim, is a shir in buildings. When you have two chatzeres, three, you have to have Gimel chatzeres, how close do the chatzeres have to be? So if you have a wall around the whole thing, so the Romans start from Yachad, if you don't have a wall around, how close do the chatzeres, each chatzer has to have a wall around, how close do they have to be? Shiv Imamah V'Shiraim. And that shir, Shiv Imamah V'Shiraim, 70 amas and two-fifths of an amah, 70.4. So that shir is usually benegeh to buildings that are attached to the ground. If you have an ear, and then you build more city, more houses. So does the city expand? You say, Al-Pidin is still part of the city or not? So if it's within Shiv Imamah V'Shiraim to the next house, and that's within Shiv Imamah V'Shiraim to the next house, everything is Ketzim Abim Mishayor, that's called Ibur. So So the Pashim Shat to Shir Shivim Amin Sham is a Shir in buildings. How close do they have to be to each other? Chatzer is in buildings. So the Chazanish has this fantastic Chiddush that it's a Shir for people. He says if you want to daven with Chazaras HaShatz, let's say, so you have people scattered all over the place. Let's say you have a camp and you have a minyan, 10 people, but they're very far apart from each other on a field. So how close to, and there's a loudspeaker, whatever, someone has a loud voice. So how close do the 10 people have to be to each other? That should be. So the Gemara talks, if you have 9 people in one room, 9 people in another room, they're not mitzdar from the tumin. You have to have 10 people in one room. What if there's no room? There is no room. Apnei asoda. So they're not mitzdar from the tumin. So Chananish says, no, they're mitzdar from. But the people have to be within Shiva Ma'am and Shiraim to each other. That's a chiddush. The Shiva Ma'am and Shiraim applies to people. Pashim Shad applies to buildings that are attached to the ground. That's what he says, it applies to people. So he says the 10 soldiers on the army base have to be within Shiva Ma'am and Shiraim to each other to be considered Machne Yisrael. And if you want a daven, you want to be Mitzar people for Asoria, the 10 people have to be within Shiva Ma'am and Shiraim to each other.
What's the alternative? What would
you
do otherwise?
I don't know. You have to get something. You have to give some shia. Maybe there's no din. There's no shia, as long as they can hear each other. I don't know. But that's the Chazanish's chiddush. They have to be within Shiva Ma'am and Shiraim to each other. No, come on. I think in Eretz Yisrael, in the army, they assume like that Chazanish. It usually doesn't come up other than in the army. Usually people who live in a city, they daven in the shul, they daven in the street, and they're all standing next to each other. You never have this shaila. In the army you have it.
Because you get soldiers are separated.
Yeah. Some soldiers on one side of the Suez Canal, some on the other side. They're scattered all over. So in the army they have these shaila. So they write in the army, they follow the Chazanish. Maybe it should all depend on whether they hear the chazan. Maybe it shouldn't matter how far they are. I don't know, but that's what the chazanish think. It has to be within a certain proximity. The proximity is
10 people lined up,
and
700
miles
away.
Then.
Okay.
I don't know. Nahamal. So the Gemara said, "What do you mean? The guy didn't stand up because he was thinking of the Vietur in the bathhouse. He's undressed." That's the din. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, how does it say? Liyar b'cha ebras dover v'shov mecharecha. You're not allowed to learn. The pshuto shal mikra goes on, the Shechina is going to be there. So the Shechina will, ki Hashem elokecha misarach v'dekerach machanach la'atzi lecha v'lasa avecha b'yadecha. So you need kedushas machna because of the Shechina. And then the Gemara assumes, what dinami, if you want to daven, you want to learn, so you need kedushas machna for that also. So the Gemara, once you assume that the pasuk is what dinami, not only does it apply to the Shechina running away from the soldiers, but it applies when a person is davening, no soldiers, no army, no war. A person is davening, or someone's diapering the baby, and there's tzaya in the room, or there's erva in the room. So you're not allowed to say a brach, you're not allowed to daven. Now let us say Divrei Torah. So then the Gemara says, "Le'yirei b'cho erbas dovar." So the word dovar is often nidrash dibur, milosh and dibur, like it says by Ribbis, neshach kesef, neshach chochon, neshach kol dovar sheyishach. So the Gemara says, neshach kol dovar is Ribbis dvar. He's not allowed to give Ribbis dvar. Let's say somebody lends me $100, and I pay back. And he says, I'm lending you the $100 because I feel very bad. Nobody ever says good Shabbos to me. So from now on, I want you to pay me back the $100, and I want you every single Shabbos to give me a nice good Shabbos. It doesn't cost me any money to say good Shabbos. So that's Anissa Deraisa. That's Ribbis Kitzutza. He made up in advance. He made up in advance. I'm lending you the money, and I want you to pay me back the Karen with the Ribbis, and the Ribbis is Dibur. So the Gemara learns out. Dibur. Or it says liyir b'cho ervas dovor. So the Gemara says ervas dibur, that nivol peh is also awesome. There's erva mamish, and then there's ervas dibur is also awesome. So here the Gemara has a drasha ervas dovor dibur asa hira muta. that you're not allowed to divrei Torah keneged erva. But if, let's say, a person goes on the train and half of the women are half undressed, so you're not allowed to talk divrei Torah, but to be maharib divrei Torah, that is mutter keneged erva, keneged soya. So the Gemara says, yeah, keneged erva, keneged soya, to be maharib divrei Torah is mutter, but not in the beis hakisei. B'chol malka mutter lahar b'divrei Torah, b'chol malka means even keneged erva, keneged soya, because it says erva's dover, diborasa hira mutter. However, chutz mi beis hamerchetz mi beis hakisei, that you're not allowed to do. So that's what the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe complained to his father that he walked into the beis hamerchetz and the talmidim of his didn't stand up out of respect. So Rebbe said, maybe they were thinking and learning. How can they think and learning in beis hamerchetz? Rabbi Yechon was a talmid of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He says, you're not allowed to think and learning. You're permitted to think and learning on the train. Keneged erva, keneged tzav, but you're not allowed to think and learning in the beis hamerchetz. And for the Gemara, it must have been bote baroi, the waiting room in the bathhouse. In the inner room where the people are undressed, you're not allowed to think and learning, and there's no mitzvah to stand up out of respect for the Rebbe, because that's a kima shein bo hider. Everybody's undressed over there. But in the outer room, in the bote baroi, so there is a din of standing up for the Tam Chacham, and there it's mutal harb diritor. The Gemara says, it's not necessarily a proof. Maybe he's really in the bote gavoi, but the guy couldn't control himself. His mind was such that he couldn't be mesech. Maybe he was thinking, learn, even though it's keneged adin. But the Gemara before said, you don't have to say like that. Could be that it was bebote baroi. Yeah.
Let me give you an example of Mr. Barim. She was used to talk about saying thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
So came up, so I heard of Yemei Blocha, or somebody said, that's Rivers Devorim, but you should say it, I'm in Shtapapotzai.
If you don't say thank you, you're a para on them. Yeah, that's not their cheres, yeah. Shlomo Zalman apparently printed in a sefer that he doesn't think that's Rivers Devorim. If I make up with the guy, I'm lending you $100 and from now on I want you to say good Shabbos to me every morning, made up, that's Ribbis Kutsutsa. So that's Dr. Ribbis on. But to say thank you, he's saying thank you, Menschlich. So Shlomo Zalman said, he printed that it's Mutter. So the day the Sefer came out, someone brought to his attention that the Baal HaTanya writes in Shulchan Aruch HaRav that it is Ribbis Drum to say thank you. So he told everybody he has Charata. He didn't realize that the Baal HaTanya says that it's us. You shouldn't rely on what he said. He thought it should be mutter. How can you say it's also to say thank you? Then the Gemara says that there's a difference, we already discussed this, Gemara, the difference between standing up for a Rebbe and standing up for a Rebbe Muvik. Standing up for a Rebbe Muvik is Maloy Einov, and not only Turch Dal Ramas, you have to stand below Kamosai. If it's only a Rebbe, it doesn't have to be below Kamosai, just a little bit. The difference is, that's what the Pisker Rav pointed out on the Rambam, and the Pisker Chil points out in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch seem to hold that Rav Shemach al Kvod Kvod Amachol is only Harav HaMuvik Shemach al Kvod them. But a regular Rebbe has no right, he's not a Balabas to be Moichel on his Kovod. So even Rav HaMuvik has a right to be Moichel on the extra degree of Kovod that's due to him, the Meloi Einov and the Meloi Kamasa, but the basic degree of Kovod, the Gemara says a little bit of Kovod, he does have to show that because he's not a balabas to be moichel on the kod. So this is the Gemara that there's what's called Rabba Muvok. What's called Rabba Muvok? So the Gemara says in Bob Metzia, in Ele Metzia, Rabba Muvok is Rob Chachmasa Heimenu. So what does that mean, Rob Chachmasa Heimenu? He knows a million dinim. So half a million dinim plus one he heard from this Rebbe. That's called Rob Chachmasa Heimenu. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he thinks that we said it the other day, Rob Chachmasa Heimenu means the Rebbe who created his Torah personality, the Rebbe who changed him into a Torah personality, the Rebbe whose hashpah was so great. The Rishonim say already, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it near there, that B'zman HaZeh, we don't really have a Rebbe, you really have a Rebbe Muvik, a person's Rebbe Muvik. Rebbe Muvik are the Svarim, most of the learning we get from reading Svarim. Now we pick up a little bit from the Rebbe. And once in a long while you have a person who's so charismatic, and so powerful a personality that he takes over the whole Talmud. He makes him into a different person. So that's Taka Rabba Muvok. Then the Gemara quotes from the Braise. It's not power corrupt, so it's not right that a Talmid Chacham should wait till everybody sits down and then he's going to make everybody stand up. He has Hanoah. He enjoys seeing everybody stand up out of respect for him. So he's going to wait till everybody's seated, then he's going to make them all stand up. So that's not right. Talmid Lomar, V'adarta P'nei Zokhem V'Yareisa, P'shut Shem Mikva Yareisa Me'alekecha goes on the Talmidim. But the Torah Shabbat Peh understands an additional level of interpretation goes on the Zakin. The Zakin should have an ounce of Yerushalayim, and he shouldn't make everybody stand for his personal pleasure. Amar Abai Naktina, we have a tradition, the Makif Chaya. If the Rebbe would walk around, instead of walking in the middle to make everybody stand up, Rebbe would walk around and around. A Rebbe would be the first one there. Rebbe should be the first one there, so he won't be anybody to stand up. So he says, we have a tradition, the Imakim, the Rebbe walks around and around, in order not to be Matriach, the Talmidim, to stand, Chai 11 Arichos Yom. Abaye Makim, Rab Zera Makim, that was their practice. They walked around and around, not to be Matriach, the Talmidim. The Gemara says there were others who were not Makif. There were others who were not Makif, because he wanted to train the Talmidim in fulfilling the mitzvah. You have to do it, L'shem Shammai. If the Zokin does it, L'chvoid Atzma, he loves power. He wants to see everybody stand up and say that's a lack of Yerushalayim on the part of the Zakan. But if the Zakan feels he wants to instill Yerushalayim, truly he wants to instill Yerushalayim in the Talmidim, and he wants Davka to have them stand, not Lahanoas Atzmo, so then it is permissible. So there were different policies that the Amoraim had. Some of them, but Davka would walk in the middle after the Talmidim had already gathered, to drain them in Yerushalayim. Yet the Gemara has a machlokes later regarding standing up about 11, 12 lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Ein Talmid Chacham Asher Lamed B'nei Rabbi B'Shoshu She'Oseg B'Torah. Rabbi Elazar has a din. If a person is in the middle, he's learning, and he's in the middle of a hard taisvis, and then the Rebbe walks in, he's going to stand up, then he's going to sit down, he's going to have to start from the Taisus all over again. Or he's stuck in a Marshaw or something like that. You have to start the whole thing all over again. He's going to lose out in learning. So that's what Rabbi Elazar says. Is there's a mitzvah to stand up for a Talmid Chacham, Kavod HaTorah. Then there's a mitzvah of Talmid Torah. What do you do when there's a conflict between Talmid Torah and Kavod HaTorah? If you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah to stand up, you're going to lose 3 minutes. You're going to have to start all over again. The whole cheshbon. He was in the middle of the Dakas Dikah Cheshbon, and if he's going to show Kavod HaTorah to stand up for the Talmid Chacham, he's going to have to make the Cheshbon alone. So Rabbi Elazar says in such a situation, whenever there's a conflict between Talmid Torah and Kavod HaTorah, so Talmid Torah takes precedence. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. There's such a Gemara, the first daf and the second perek in Megillah. Gemara said there seems to be an apparent contradiction between the two Pesukim. Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of Har Sinai. Was he standing or was he sitting? So one pasuk says, "Vanochi amariti b'har," I was standing. Aboyim yom, aboyim laila. The other pasuk says, "Va'eshe b'har," I was sitting. So the Gemara gives different suggestions how to answer this theory. So one answer, the Gemara, "Eshe b'har" means nisakafti, he was standing. "Va'eshe b'har" means vateshva b'kadosh yamim ram. Doesn't mean that they were sitting; they stayed there. But the Gemara has a few answers. One answer the Gemara gives is Kashas miyushav, rakas miyuma. The easy dinim, Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Baal Shem was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu the dinim HaSinai. So rakas miyuma, the easy dinim Moshe Rabbeinu stood, because out of Kavod HaTorah you should really stand when you learn the whole time. The Gemara says, Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel, bottle Kavod HaTorah. Why is bottle Kavod HaTorah? Because Kolzman, that he was alive, he insisted everybody should learn in a standing position. And then the Gemara says, when they fired Rabbi Gamliel from being the chief rabbi, and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Gemara says, so many benches were added on in the Beis Medrash. Why did he say so many benches? Because they took in Talmud Shein HaHogun. Rabbi Gamliel had a policy, only take a Talmud Hogun who's Tochu Kibaro. He seems to be very religiously motivated. So those Talmidim were happy to learn in a standing position. They stood the whole time. But when they fired Rabbi Gamliel and made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the chief rabbi, so he took in even not Tochu Kibaro. The guy wants to learn, so he take him in. So the guys, the Shvache, the people who were weak in Yerushalayim, they didn't want to stand. So that's what the Gemara says. So many benches were added on because so many more people came, but the additional Talmidim who came were sitting. So that's when the Mara says, "Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel, batal kavod haTorah." No one learned in the standing position anymore. So the Gemara says one of the answers on the first daf in the second perek of Megillah is that the Rakas Miyushav, the easy din of Moshe Rabbeinu, listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he learned it in a standing position, because the standing wouldn't take away from his Havana, the understanding. But Koshis, the complicated din, Koshis Miyushav, the Shver Dinim, he would sit for. Why? Because the way Rab Soloveitchik said, B'Shem Rab Chaim Balozhina, there would be a conflict between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah. If he's going to stand and show Kavod HaTorah, but he's going to be exhausted from standing, so he won't be able to concentrate so well. He won't understand the din as well as if he would have been seated. So that's the vort in the Gemara. Whenever there's a stira, whenever there's a conflict between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah, so Talmud Torah takes precedence over the Kavod HaTorah. That's what people sometimes ask me, Shaila. They were placed in a shir in a yeshiva, and they're very unhappy in the shir. They're not going to learn well. They're going to stay there. So they want to go to a different shir. They're going to go to a different shir. This Rebbe is going to be hurt. This Rebbe has two students. Now he's going to have one student. And the other Rebbe has 500 students. So the Rebbe is going to be hurt. But it's a toss-up between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah. So I thought that's exactly the vort in the Gemara, that whenever there's a conflict between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah, so the Talmud Torah takes precedence over the Kavod HaTorah. So that's what Rav Lozer says. Ein Talmid HaChamim Rashoi Lama. You're not mechuyev to stand. You're not mechuyev to stand while you're in the middle of a shosh oisek b'Torah, because it's going to cause bitul Torah. When you're not learning, it's not going to detract from your learning. Then you show Kavod HaTorah. It's going to detract from learning that. Then the Gemara says, Layit alo Abai. But Abai would curse those who would follow the psak of Rav Lozer. Why? He's right. Rav Lozer in principle is right. Whenever there's a conflict between Talmud Torah and Kavod HaTorah, Talmud Torah takes precedence. But the pasuk gives a haftoche that if a person will stand for the Talmud Chacham, he'll be zechut arichas yamin. So he'll have a longer life, so he'll have more time to make up what he missed, the 3 minutes of bitul Torah that it caused. He'll have an arichas yamin. The Gemara said before, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Koheles here, 10 lines from the top of Lam Gimel Beis. Tov la'yir la'roshim la'yarch yam ketzel ha'shanene yorei melefnehu alakim. He doesn't demonstrate Yerushalayim. What area does he not demonstrate Yerushalayim? It says from Tanseva Tokum Vahadarta Pnei Zokim Yerushalayim Elokecho. So the mashmos of the pasuk in Koheles, Asher Enenu Yorei Melefnehu Elokim, means he doesn't stand up out of respect for the Talmud Chacham. So his punishment will be V'lo Yarech Yomim Katzel Asher Enenu Yorei Katzel. He won't have an Arichas Yomim. But if he will stand up for the Talmud Chacham, then he's promised an Arich HaSyam. So he's going to have an Arich HaSyam, so he doesn't have to worry. It's an investment. When you invest money, you invest $5, then you're going to make $5,000. So you're not going to get back the $5 you're losing. But that's a smart investment. Invest $5, you're going to make $5,000. Here, invest 3 minutes of Bittul Torah. Stand up when the Rebbe comes by, even though it's going to cost 3 minutes of Bittul Torah. But it's going to lead you to Arichas Yamim, and that Arichas Yamim, you'll be able to make good what you missed, the 3 minutes that you missed. So strictly speaking, Rabbi Lozer is right, but Abai said that it's not a good cheshbon.
You're going to be... The cheshbon, the Rebbe just said with the learning, the Rebbe's going to be insulted, you're going to go someplace else. That cheshbon's still right.
I think that is correct.
Because it's only this thing.
He's going to lose a whole year. He's going to lose a whole year. I think so. So these are the halachas in the Gemara. And the Gemara talks about standing up. For nochrim who are over 70, sovei daramoi, not Jewish, non-Jewish nochrim. The Gemara says a little covered you have to show. Then the Gemara has on the top of Lamed Gimel and Beis a famous din. Ein Tamachach from Sher Lamed Bifnei Rabbi El Shachris V'Yavis Kadesh Lai Hekvod Amruv and Mekvod Shemaim. Where Mekabel Lo Malchus Shemaim say Kriya Shema Shachris and Arvis, once every morning and once every night. So that's Kvod Shemaim. See, it's not proper to show Kvod Tamachachem more than Kvod Shemaim. You should only stand up for the Rebbe once every day and once every night, not in excess of Kriya Shema. The top Tosis is quoted in the Yeridah. Tosis says it depends. If there are people in the Beis Medrash who don't know that he stood up this morning, so they're going to see the Rebbe walks in and I'm not standing up, they're going to think I'm a Zalzon like Kvod HaRav. So if there's going to be a Marisayin, there's going to be a Marisayin that people will think I'm not, they'll be choshed me, that I'm not Mekayim the Mitzvah of standing up, then I have no choice and I have to stand up. But if everybody's all together, and we all know that we stood, when the Rebbe came in for Shabbos, we all stood up. And there's nobody new there. So that's the din. You're not allowed to show. Tosfos has two pshatim. Ein rasha means it's prohibited, you're not permitted, or you're not mechuyev. The Tosfos has two pshatim. There's a tshuva in the Nodi Behuda, I think it's written by the son-in-law. I don't think it's by the Nodi Behuda. He says that...
the son wrote a lot of tshuvas in the back. The son himself wrote
it. Yeah. So I think this is from his son-in-law. He writes that the din chayvarim lahakmal p'nei rabba baregel only applies bizman shabbes amigdash ha-yakayim, and you're visiting the shechina shalosh pama ashana, you're visiting the Beis HaMikdash. So then you say you're mechuyev to visit the Rebbe also, but bizman shein Beis HaMikdash kayim. So you're not visiting the shechina. So you're going to show more respect for the Rebbe than for the shechina. So this man is there, no, but the Gemara is beferish. The Gemara in Sukkah is beferish. The Chai Bar Mahakvul Pei Rabba applies even this man who Amar Roim. So he says it's only with the Rabban. It can't be Minatur, because on the level of the rest, it can't be that it's an excess of the Chiyav to be Mechabed the Rabban Hashem. This man Shein Beis Mekdush Kaim, you're not visiting the Shechina. Sholosh Pam Hashem. How did the Gemara learn that? Chai Bar Mahakvul Pei Rabba Baregel.
Is there any sort of Chiyav if you go to Yerushalayim now?
If you go to Yerushalayim now, yeah, the Ran on Tainus, the Ran on the Rif on Tainus writes that the minig always was even after the Churban Abayis, that they used to go to the Koisla Maravi. They used to go visit.
No Shabbos even though regularly, why is he coming? It's not Shabbos, not regularly.
Right, so the Gemara Rashan learns that Chayinu Chayvar Mhakmo Pin Rabba Baregel. You learn that from the Isha Shunamis, that she didn't have any children, and that Isha Novi gave her a bracha, she had a baby, and the baby got a sunstroke, and he died, and then she was afraid to tell her husband, she didn't tell him, and she said she has to go visit the Novi, Elisha Novi. So the husband says, why? Lo Shabbos. Lo Chodesh Hayom, Lo Shabbos. Today is neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Shabbos, why are you going? If it would have been Chodesh HaShabbos, he would understand, Chai Varam Hakmal Pen Rayom Baregel. But he says, L'chodesh Yom L'Shabbos, what are you going? So she says, garnished, shalom. No, nothing. So he didn't want to tell him that the baby died. So how do you see, the Mefarshim ask, how do you see from the post? He says, L'chodesh Yom L'Shabbos. He says, it's not Mishchodesh, not Shabbos. What has it got to do with Rego? The Ritva is that kasha. What has it got to do with Rego? So the quote from the Vilna, that just like it says by Sfer Simon, you should count me Machas HaShabbos. And it doesn't mean Shabbos Bereshis, Saturday. It means Shabbos means regal, yontif. So here also where it says L'chodesh Hayom Alo Shabbos, it means that neither is Chodesh nor is it one of the Shalosh Regalim. And it's parallel yet. Why? Because it's a Chiyav Aliyah L'Regel on regal, on Shabbos, and there's an Inyan of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodesh also. That's the Medrash and the Yalkut Shemani on the last Pasuk in Yeshaya. Everybody will come visit the Azor. Every Rosh Chodesh, Medei Shabbos, B'Shabbato. So the Vilna Gaon said, it doesn't mean Shabbos, it means Rego. It means Sholosh Rikom. Yavo Kol Basar, L'Shtachvos Lefonai. Everyone will come to be Oyla Rego. Why does it say Kol Basar? Yavo Kol Basar. So the Maharsho, I think, says over there, Kol Basar means even the dead people. Even the dead people, because he quotes them. Marsha quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Tells the story. Eliyahu Hanavi always used to come to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi every day. And then once on Rosh Chodesh he came late. So they asked him, why did he come late? So he says, every Rosh Chodesh has to go wake up the Ovis and daven with them. So he had to wake up Avraham Avinu, wash Negel Vasa, as if he's just sleeping. Tzadikim and Misos and Kruim Chaim. He washed Negel Vasa, he davens Shachris and Musa with him, and he tucks him back into sleep. Then he wakes up Yitzchak and he washes Negel Vasa, he davens with him and he puts him back in bed. And then Yaakov and him the same. So the Yostam, it took three times as long. Why don't you wake all three up at the same time? And daven Shachris and Musa with all three together. It would take one third of the time. He said, if all three of us will daven together, they'll force the Rabban Shalom, they'll pressure the Rabban Shalom to send Mashiach, and he doesn't want to send Mashiach now. So the Marshal said, you see from the Gemara that Amrish Chodesh, even the Mason, come to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Avram Yitzchak and Yankov are dead. So that's why it says, Kol Basa is Marbe, even the dead people. I think every Erev Rosh Chodesh, there are buses that go from Bnei Brak and from Meisham to go to the Moros HaMach Pela, to Davin. Like Eliyahu Navi went to Davin with the others, Rosh Chodesh. So they have such a practice to go. So that's what they quote from the Gemara, that in both Psukim, Shabbat does mean Shabbos, it means Shalosh Regolim. And the same thing when the Isha Shunamis, when the husband said Lo Chodesh Hayom Lo Shabbos, Shabbos meant Shalosh Regolim. What's Chodesh? So that's because in that Pasuk, the Yalkut Shemani says in that Pasuk at the end of Ishaya, that the Jewish people are crying so many years that we don't have we don't have the opportunity to be Oyle Regal. So the Rabbanu Shalom tells us, Kindalach, you missed all Ali Oyle Regal. We're going to build the third base on Migdosh, and Allah said, Lava, you'll be able to come be Oyle Regal on every Rosh Chodesh. You can make good for all Ali Oyle Regal that you missed all the years on Shalosh Regalim. Allah said, Lava, you should come on Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean? Usually the Rambam has a klal, Zosater, Losein, Mochlefes. The laws of the Torah don't change. What do you mean? Los Elov is going to be a chiyav aliyah leregel on Rosh Chodeshim. So it could mean that it's not going to change. The din is not going to change. Rosh Chodesh is in the parsha together with the Shalosh Regalim. So maybe there was always a mitzvah kiyumis. Maybe that's a pshat. Maybe there was always a mitzvah kiyumis to be oil leregel on Shalosh Regalim is a chiyav, and on Rosh Chodeshim is a kiyum. So the Rabban Shalom says, if you really feel bad about all the Aliyah L'Regel that you missed out on all the years of the Golus, so seize this opportunity, Los Elov, come maybe Rosh Chodesh. That's what they quote. That's the Makkah was L'Chodesh Hayom L'Lo Shabbos. Today is neither Rosh Chodesh, where there's a Kiyum, nor Shabbos means Shalosh Golem, that there's a Chiyav Aliyah L'Regel. Mikan that Chayvonim L'Hakbol Pnei Rabba B'Regel. It says L'Chodesh Hayom L'Lo Shabbos. Then we learned this Gemara. What if the son is a very big Talmud Chacham and the father is a Talmud of the son? The son mechuyev, is he allowed to stand up for the father? Is he also to stand up for the father? So it's unclear. So that's what the Rosh quotes. Once the Maram Rutmer became world famous, and his father was a plain balabos, so the Maram Rutmer never. He left his father, and he never was in the same city not to get involved in the Shaila. Who was supposed to stand up for him? Very strange. Amidas Chasidus, never to see a father. Very strange. Strange also the Chassam Sofer. When he was bar mitzvah, he said his own pshetel. They write it in...
Huh? Disagreed with his grandfather.
Disagreed with one of his ancestors. And then his father didn't know how to learn so well, so his father got upset. The little boy, 13 years old, disagreeing with the Elter Zeta. The Elter Zeta wrote a sefer on the Zik, and that's called Kosis Yeshuas. There's a Kosis Yeshuas and a Kosis Yeshuas. Yeshuas is Zeta and the Zik. Emunas etecha, Chosin Yeshuas, Chachmas Vadas. Emunas is Roimi, Techo is Moid, and Chosin is Noshim, and Yeshuas is Nezikim. So there's a sefer Kosis Yeshuas. And say for Kosos Yeshuas. Sometimes on the side of Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, it says in the margin, Ein Kos Yeshuas. So I think his Elter Zeta was the Kosos Yeshuas. So he disagreed as a bar mitzvah, but he disagreed with something. So the father slapped him in public and said, how do you have the chutzpah to disagree with the grandfather? And then the Rebbe was there, Abnasna, he said, your son is right, why are you slapping him? So he recommended that he should move out of his father's home. Every time you're going to ask Akashan Rashi, Akashan Taisa, Akashan the Rama, Akashan the Gemara, your father's going to slap you. That's the only way to steig and learning is to ask Kashas with chutzpah when things don't make sense. So you have to work on it. But if the father's always going to get angry, tell him, he left his father's home and never went back. It's a strange parsha. Like this Maram Ritmach also, very strange. After he became world famous, he never was together with his father again because of this issue. Who's supposed to stand up for whom? Yeah. Yeah, what does the Gemara have a din?
I mean, is that right? I mean, he did it, but
Mitzvah.
Bella. There must be some easier way to solve the problem. Everyone should be mochel on the kovet, and they should kiss each other and make friends. It's very strange. There are a lot of strange things in Jewish history. I don't know. The Gemara have the second wide line. Boiluhu, what's the shaila? Rochav kemahalach dami oiloi. What's the shaila? Rochav kemahalach dami oiloi. You only have to stand up at the Talmud Chacham if the Talmud Chacham is walking. If the Talmud Chacham is sitting, you have to stand up. The shaila is Talmud Chacham is sitting, but he's sitting on a horse, and the horse is walking. So the Talmud Chacham is sitting. So he says, he's sitting? I'm not moved to stand up. But he says, no, he's sitting on an animal that's walking, so we consider it Rochav Kemahalachdam. It's considered as if the Talmud Chacham is walking. So what's the din? Is Rochav Kemahalach or not? So the Gemara says, Toshma, we have a Mishnah in the Goyim. What's the din in the Goyim? When Miriam became a Mitzorah, so Moshe Rabbeinu davened on her behalf to a Kodesh Bocha, Altina Kameis, Asher Bitzesa Mirachem Imo, Veyochel Chatzi Besor. So the Chumash records it. We don't know if that's exactly what he said. Maybe he didn't say it like that. But the Chumash records that's what he said to teach us the din that a mitzora hu kishle meis. That just like a meis is metami ba'ohel, so to the mitzora is metami ba'ohel. But the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't call it metami ba'ohel. The Gemara calls it metami bibiya. If he walks into a room, why they change the lashon? Why don't they say metami ba'ohel? So the answer is because it's not the same. So the Menchas Chinuch points that there are several differences. So one difference is, let's say there's a meis in one room, and a person is walking in the hallway and the door is open. So the tumah goes from this room into the hallway, goes through all the hallways. And even if the door is closed, there's a din of soif tumah lotze, since we're going to open up the door. So the soif tumah lotze, either a din derabbanan, halacha l'moshe m'sinah, it's a shaila what it is. But there is such a din, that the tumah goes from one room to the other. By mitzorah, there is no such din. The mitzorah can daven in the women's section in shul, and there's a mechitza that doesn't reach till the ceiling. And there's the tzibur sitting on the other side of the shul, and mitzvah is sitting on this side of the shul, and tumah doesn't go through. Not the same as tumah's meis. So that's why we use a different expression. Instead of saying a mitzvah is matami ba'ohol, he said a meis is matami ba'ohol, mitzvah is matami bibiya, like kol abo al abayis. Matami bibiya, slightly less than ohol. The same thing over here. The Mishnah has an egoim there. The Mitzorah comes into shul, all the people are sitting already. So he calls man, when the Mitzorah is walking, he's not yet mitame ba'ohel, we would call. Not yet mitame ba'ohel. What's the Loshon HaPosik for this din? Moshovo. Echud Tzamachanem Moshovo. I think that's the Posik. So the Gemara learns that. Where is it? In Brachas. The Vilna Gaon tells it's in Brachas Daf Chav Hei. So the Gemara, this Gemara appears in Brachas also. Slightly different. Chav Hei Meral. So the Gemara learns that, I think, Mechutz Mamachna, Moshavo, that the Mitzor is on the Betame when he's sitting still. When the Mitzor walks in, let's say everybody's in Shul already, the Mitzor walks through the men's section, he goes to the women's section. Chitza is not up to the ceiling. Because when he's walking is not mitami, because it's not moshavim. When he sits down in the women's section, so that's a very different room. So the tumah doesn't go from one room to the other. It's nishke meis. It's iskish lemeis, not 100%. Even though ein hekish lemachza, but leishlish v'lerviyah. It's not machza, but it's not exactly the same. So that's the din over here. Tome yoshev tachas ha'ilon, the mitzorah is sitting tachas ha'ilon. And the branches of the tree are such that you have a tefach al tefach on top. So that's a ohel. It's, the tome mitzor means yoshev tachas ha'ilon, but tohor oimed, and the adam tohor is standing still, or the adam tohor is walking by, so the adam tohor becomes tome. But faket, if the tome is oimed tachas, that's the gersa that we have. Only if the tome, the mitzor is sitting, so is standing not. Mitzor, tome oimed tachas ha'ilon, but tohor yoshev, the tohar is tohar. It doesn't become tummy. The yimashav atame, if the tummy sits down, then a tohar tummy. Because the din of tumas mitzorah, mitzorah is metame bo'ohel, metame bibiyah, the Gemara calls it, is only moshavah, mechutz lamachna moshavah, if he sits. if he's standing, isn't it?
So he's walking through the place, if he stops, that's also not counted.
Right, because money doesn't sit down. By the time he sits down, he's already in the women's section. The other section, it's a different room, and even though they're connected, the tumah doesn't go. That's only by mace. The tumah goes from one room to the other if the doors are open. By mitzvah, it doesn't go. So far, it tells you that a mitzvah is metame be'ohel, but not exactly the same as a mace. Okay. But so far, it doesn't say a word about mahalach ka'imah domi. Okay. About the rochav ka'mahalach domi. Let's see, by the chen be'evin hamunu gas, not only mitzvah is kishma mace, a person is a mitzvah, and Eben Hamanu Gas also is Matami Ba'ola. How is that? But the Eben doesn't have its own feet. So when is the Eben Matami Ba'ola? When is the not Matami Ba'ola? Means if someone is walking, carrying the Eben Hamanu Gas, someone is walking, carrying the Eben Hamanu Gas, then he's not Matami. The Eben Hamanu Gas is not Matami Ba'ola. But if someone stops, someone stops, then it is mitami. Amam Nachman bar Koyin zosameres, and that Mishnah, the chain be'evin amenagas, is a raya. That what? Rochav kemhalach dami shma mino. That what? The be'evin amenagas is never walking. It doesn't have its own feet. Someone's carrying it. So if the person who's carrying it is walking, Kozmani's walking, so it's considered as if the Eben is walking. Because Rochav is kemhalach dami. But if the person is carrying the Eben HaMenugas stands still, then it's considered as if the Eben is Mechutz L'machaneh Moshavoi, then is Metami Ba'ohel, then the Eben HaMenugas is Metami Ba'ohel.
Doesn't have to sit down,
I don't think he has to sit down. I don't think so.
Only
when he's walking. When the one is carrying, when the one who is carrying the Eben HaMenugas, what do you say? There's only according to our Gemara. I think in Brochus it's slightly different. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. Brochus is slightly different. But the way it says in our Gemara that the Mitzorah is only Mitami Ba'ohel if the Mitzorah is sitting. Kozmani's walking is not Mitami Ba'ohel. When he stands still, is also not Mitami Ba'ohel. And the Eben HaMenugas, if someone's walking with it, then you say it's considered as if the Eben is walking. Someone stops with it, then it's considered as if the Eben is sitting. Because Devin is sitting the whole time. Devin does not feet. You see that Rochav kemahalach dami. Shmamina Rochav kemahalach dami. Yeah. The next Gemara we saw already. Any more comments on the Pasuk HaChumash? He beat the Vachari Moshe ad boho ho'ohelo. The old Tzibur was staring at Moshe Abeno till he went into his ohel. What does this mean? So there's a machlekes amarayim, whether the pasuk means to say l'gnai or the shvach. The people were saying something negative about Moshe. They were looking after when Moshe Rabbeinu was walking, they were making negative comments. Or no, or it's l'shvach. They were following the din, that's required. Vandama l'gnai, the one who said the pasuk b'tachrei Moshe ad-bohel l'gnai, is kedisa. As we know, it says in the Medrash, and Rashi quotes what it says in the Medrash. They were saying, oh, he's so fat, then his legs are fat, then his neck is fat, because he takes all the, we pay taxes, and he takes all the money, and he's always eating chalon. They were saying negative things against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon HaNavim, so they were saying negative things. And the others saying, no, the Pasuk didn't mean to say L'gnai. The Bnei Yisrael was saying negative things about Moshe Rabbeinu. No, the Pasuk means L'shvach. What do you mean L'shvach? So the Gemara quotes the din. That there's a din of kovet tamachach, and there's a din of kovet abez, and then there's a din of kovet anasi. You have to stand up maloka masan, you have to stand up at sheyesh bimkomo, and that's the source of Yivita Achim Moshe, boho ola, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the nasi, he was the chief rabbi, so the people had to demonstrate kovet for him to a much greater degree. They would continue to stand until he would walk into his ohel. Kozman, they would be in the same Meshuas, even though he's way more than Dalai Lama's away from then, by the other Talmid Chacham Kimishover, Dalai Lama's Yoshev. After the Talmid Chacham goes away, you can sit down. But the Nasi, you have to stand, not Sheyeshev Bimkom, until the Nasi sits down. So that's the Machloikas. Vibito Achar Moshe is Lignai, all the Balabatim are saying, Rashi and Chumash quotes a different Gemara, that every... They were choshed that he was having an affair with their wives. They always choshed the rabbanim. Yeah. Always choshed the rabbanim. So that's all included lignai. Lignai that he's taking our money, and lignai that he's womanizing. And the other pshat in the Gemara, no, the shvach. The pasuk says they showed the respect for Moshe Rabbeinu that's due to the nasi, because he wasn't stam a rabbi, the local Orthodox rabbi. He was a don hanavim, biggest talmid chacham. Shai. Shai. That's the sugya of kibud aviyim. Then the Mishnah has the klal that all mitzvahs loy says say the women are mechuyev to observe. That's called hishvach kosev hishali ish lechol onshin. Shabbat onshin means malchus and misa. Malchus and misa ein onshin mekayim asirin. What does it mean ein onshin mekayim asirin? People, usually the teachers in elementary school, say I'm warning you because ein onshin mekayim asirin. I can't punish you unless I warn you. That's not what it means. That's a different thing. You need hasroa to give onish aguf. Ein onshin mekayim asirin means you can't give an onish aguf of malchus and misa and mekayim asirin unless the person violated a lav and ashora. Ashora says is lav shema asor. You have to have a lav. So that's the Loshan Gemara. Hishva kosev ishalish l'chol onshin shabbatur. When it comes to lavim, the women are mechuyev in all the loises. Even mitzvah loises and shazman grama, also the women are mechuyev. And the Gemara learns it after the pasuk. Hishva kosev ishalish l'chol onshin. When it comes to mitzvah saseh, there we distinguish. So we say the women are mechuyev to observe all the normal mitzvah saseh, but if it's mitzvah saseh shazman grama, then the women are exempt. So what are examples of mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Tan rabbanan, that's the last line on the Amud. Eze mitzvah shazman grama, sukkah lulav shefer tzitzis utfilin. So the women are exempt from all of these. The women are exempt.
Doesn't say that there's a lot of them that women are exempt from, like, have a barosh and
yeah. And then what I was going to tell, which lavim, there are exceptions to the rule. There are mitzvahs and seshas magrama that they are mechuyev, and there are lavim that they're not mechuyev. Yeah, I was going to work through all the rules and all the exceptions to the rule. Yeah. How do you know women are potter from tefillin? So the Gemara says, because we know women are potter from Talmud Torah, because there's a lemarta mosmas b'neichem v'lo b'naseichem. So there's no chiyuv Talmud Torah by women.
No chiyuv, they're not allowed.
Why?
No chiyuv, they're not allowed.
No. One Tana says, in Saita, also Lodim Shalaman is Bita Torah. Kamalaman is Bita Torah, Kilamalam the Tifus. A father should not send his daughter to a school where they have the same syllabus that they have for the boys. That's when the girl is young. The Prisha on Yeredeya, on Tur Yeredeya, says that it's a din on the father. When the girl is young, the father should not teach her the same syllabus that he teaches the boys. When the girl is old, then she wants to learn Aram. Zuntahe, there's no Issa. But she should have priorities in life. She should know that she's supposed to get married, supposed to have a family, and she shouldn't think that her purpose in life is to sit and learn in the kolela. So the Gemara says that women are part of Talmud Torah because it says, and tefillin is written right next to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Kriya Shema. So tefillin is hukash. Is it in the same pasuk on two different pasukim? I forgot. Is it a smuchim or is it a hekesh? What calls it a hekesh? I don't remember. Here's two pasukim on next to the v'shinantam loch nech v'dibarta bom. Then v'shatam loch sal yadecha. That's the next pasuk. So that's smuchim. And chumish dvarim, the Gemara says, b'darshan smuchim. Many famous drushes. Then the second parsha also, it says, "Ukshatem oisam lo osla yatcham oyot tatoves benenechem." One pasuk, "The maratem oisam as benenechem the daber bum." So that both in Parsha Bishoyt and in Parsha Shnei Yeshma v'Yam Shema, both of them, you have iskish. It's not really iskish; it's a smuchim. Machloikas satanan, when they darshan smuchim means a smuchim, the same as a hekish means if you have two dinim in the same pasuk, you have two dinim and two psukim that are next to each other. That's called smuchim. That's a machloikas satanan. In Yevamos, in the first sugya, the fei, what he darshan smuchim. We paskin a compromise. Chumash dvarim darshan smuchim, and the rest of chumash you don't darshan smuchim. Chumash dvarim the Gemara said he darshan smuchim. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is chazring. It's Mishnah Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu is chazring. So he says one din, and then by association he's reminded of another din. Then by the second din, by association, reminded of a third din. So this, and then the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, wrote it down, write it down. The Rebbe Shalom dictates to him, and he says, write it down the same way you delivered it. There's, by association, the second din is connected with the first, third din is connected with the second. So that's why Mishnah Torah, Yidarshan Smuchim, because Mishnah Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu chazering over all the dinim, and he's saying it in an order, not a logical order, saying in an order that one din reminds him of another association. So we assume that smuchim is the equivalent of a hekesh. The Gemara calls it hekesh. Smuchim is the equivalent of a hekesh. That's how you know that women are potter from tefillin. And then you learn that from tefillin, it says by tefillin, mantio teres Hashem eficho, ukash kala terekulo le tefillin. Just like tefillin is a mitzvah, sasei shazman groma, and noshim apturoi, so too, that's the rule, all of these, sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, and tefillin, all the first four, sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, are derived from tefillin. Then tefillin is iskish l'tamat Torah. Matam osan az b'nechem v'lo b'nasechem, that's how we establish this rule. That's how we establish. Why is tefillin mitzvah, sasei shazman groma? So that's Tosfos discusses, the top Tosfos on Lamed Aleph. So there is a machlokes hatanaim whether Laila is man tefillin or Laila loves man tefillin. The Ramah paskins that Laila loves man tefillin, min haTorah, Laila loves man tefillin. Most of the Rishonim do not accept the Ramah. Most of the Rishonim paskin, Laila is man tefillin. It's only min haTorah, it's only mid the Rabbanan that they prohibit us from putting on tefillin at night because people are going to Shema Yishim Bahem, Shema Yafiach Bahem. You're not allowed to wear tefillin if it's not proper to wear tefillin when you're sleeping, because Shema Yafiach Behem, he may pass gas, and tefillin tzirich anuf guf noki, so that's not the cover dictated tefillin.
As opposed to tzitzis, where tzitzis we pass in that tzitzis is not man
tzitzis,
right?
We'll get to the tzitzis, the same time it talks about tzitzis. First talk about tefillin. So there's a machlok satan whether Laila is man tefillin or not. Why? Because the pasuk says, so the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim in the last perek in Erevin. Which chukah? Is it chukas hatfilin or chukas hapesach? Because the parsha talks about korban pesach. So if you hold chukas hapesach hakasa medaber, so how do you translate miyamim yamima? Yearly, annually. How does it say, Teisha v'nai ritana yamim o asor? When Eliezer came to make the shidduch between Rivka and Yitzchak, so he said he wants to take her home to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, Teisha v'nai ritana yamim, let us stay a year, o asor, at least 10 months. And he said, no, my boss's son wants to get married right away. So you see, yamim means a year. So v'shamatas chukazos goes on chukas ha-pesach, because it's talking about korban pesach before, miyamim yamim annually. Or they say, no, after Pesach, and miyamim yamima means by day and not by night, and miyamim v'lo kol yamim lehoitzi shabbosos v'yamim tovim. So if you hold it goes on chukas hatfilin, shamatas chukasos goes on chukas hatfilin, so then you would translate miyamim yamim miyamim v'lo leilos, and miyamim v'lo kol yamim lehoitzi shabbos v'yamim. If you hold the goes on chukas ha-pesach, so miyamim yamim means annually, and there's no pasuk at all that you shouldn't wear tefillin b'layla. So layla will be zman tefillin min ha-Torah. It'll only be an isa de rabbanan shegzer shem yishem b'hem shem yafiach b'hem.
Shabbos and
yontov. So that's a machlokes ha-tanaim. So some of the tanaim held you mechuyev to wear tefillin on Shabbos and yontov because they hold it goes on chukas ha-pesach, and there's no pasuk to exclude Shabbos and Yom, then miyamim v'lo kol yamim. Other Tanaim held now, you don't need a pasuk miyamim v'lo kol yamim lahotzi Shabbos v'Yom. We know that Shabbos Yom is part of Fanfilin because it's called Os. And Shabbos is called Os. So you don't need the Os of Tfilin on Shabbos because you have the Os of Shabbos. You don't really have a pasuk that Yom is called an Os, but somehow we say that Yom is also the same as Shabbos, also called an Os. What about Chalamoid? So that's a big deal in Tosfos. That's a shaila whether Chalamoid you mechuyev in tefillin or not. You say the Chalamoid is also an oath. Is it if he potter from tefillin or Chalamoid or not? That's what we said over. The Abdei Nezer was asked, how come the Chassidim don't wear tefillin on Chalamoid? It's a sofik deraisa. So he said, no, the Babli Paskin is like Rav Shimon, like the Zohar. He said, the Babli Paskin is like the Zohar, which is authored by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that you don't wear that they don't wear tefillin chacham. But where's the Babli Paschim like Abshem Aichai? So he said, because the Gemara increases, Daf Tesem and Aleph, has a machloikis hatanoim regarding the pasuk and naseres adibus. Says il sas kam locha tevin chavitech the ger chashay b'shoach. The ger is not allowed to do malocha on Shabbos. The ger is Jewish. He's ata. Ata doesn't only mean the people present at the time of Har Sinai. Ata refers to all the Jewish people in the future. Rashi and Chumash writes like that. Bin chavitech means ketanim before bar mitzvah. If the person is after bar mitzvah, he's included in ata. So what does it have to say gercha? So the Gemara says, Gerchamin goes on a Ger Toshav. It doesn't go on a Ger Tzedek. It goes on a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is not Jewish. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos. Akam Shabbos Chayiv Misa. How can you say Gercha goes on Ger Toshav? So there are three opinions in the Tanoim. And the Brisa increases our testimony. So the first Tanoim says, the Ger Toshav has to enhance his observance of Avodah Zorah. Mechala Shabbos Behesed Dina Kaibet Avodah Zorah. One who does Malachan Shabbos is demonstrating he doesn't believe in the story of creation. One who observes Shabbos is subscribing to the story of creation. So the Nochrim are not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. A basic thing. A Ger Toshav is Mekabel Olav to observe the Shabbat Mitzvahs Benel. So the Rishonim ask already. The Ran and Avodah Zarah ask. And the Achronim ask, what is that? What do you mean? Mekabel Olav the Shabbat Mitzvahs. He's Mitzvah to observe the Shabbat Mitzvahs, but he's Mekabel or not. What changes? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has one answer. Now Abdel Nezi gives a different answer. He says the Ger Toshav who accepts upon himself to observe the Shabbat Mitzvahs has to observe it to a deeper extent, to a greater degree. Not just superficially, not to worship Avodah Zarah. He shouldn't be Mechal HaShabbos either, because Mechal HaShabbos is Dina Kovet Avodah Zarah. He's denying the story of creation. So that's the first two opinions in the Tanoim. The Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. He has to enhance his observance of Avodah Zarah by observing the Abizrahu of Avodah Zarah, namely Shabbos. But he's not allowed to observe Shabbos. No, Chish Shabbos Chayv Misa. So the first Tana says he has to observe Shabbos, Ki Yisrael B'Yontif. He has to observe Shabbos every Shabbos, like we would observe Yontif. Next Tana says, no. If he's going to observe Shabbos, like we observe Yontif, it's also a violation of Akam Shish Shabbos. Because Yontif is also an os. Beini B'Menes Aloi Sili Oilom. There's a special, unique connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people on Shabbos. And if the goy comes and he observes Shabbos, he's barging in. Zohar gives a mashal that the maid in the royal palace has the keys to all the rooms. She has to go clean up and make sure everything is in order. But if she's going to come into the bedroom when the king and the queen are in bed having fun together, he's going to chop off her head. So if the goy is going to observe Shabbos, they deserve... Akam Shabbos Chayv Misa. Why? Because on Shabbos, Osi Beinu Menu Yisrael, Osi Liyolam. Shabbos, there's a special yechidus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Umas Olam, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, and they're not allowed to, Nochem are not allowed to barge in. B'im Nechos Aleishkenu Arelam. The Nochem are not allowed to barge in. So the first Tana is of the opinion that Osi Beinu Menu Yisrael, Osi Liyolam, Shabbos is a nois, Yontav is not a nois. So the Ger Toshav is permitted to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom. The next Tana says no. Yantav is also an os, and if the Noch is going to observe Shabbos like we observe Yantav, will also be Chayv Misa. So the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos like we would observe Chol HaMoed. The third Tana is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and he says no, he's not allowed. The Ger Toshav is not allowed to observe Shabbos even to the extent that we observe Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is also an os. So what does it mean? Ger Chashay B'Sharecha. So it leaves you hanging. So Tosis and Yevamah says on Daf Mem Hey, Ger Chashay B'Sharecha means Amir Le'akam is usually only the Rabbana, but Amir Le'ger Toshav is the Raisa. Ger Chashav Sherecha does mean he's not allowed to do Malach. We're not allowed to ask a Ger Toshav to do Malach for us. That's an Amir Le'akam, that's the Raisa. To ask a Ger Toshav to do Malach for us. So the Gemara says, from the three Shitas, which Shita do we pass on like? So the Gemara says, Halachi Kereb Shimon, Ba'yichoy. The Din is like the third Tana. The Chalamoid is also a noise. So that's what David and Jesus says. Why do we follow the Zohar? The Zohar holds that you don't put on tefillin even a chalamoid. Chalamoid is also a noise. Because the Babli paskens halachik Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The chalamoid is also a noise. So the Ger Toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos even the way we would observe chalamoid. That's also a noise. Ger Chashav Sherecha just means that Amir Eliyakim is us. So if one should assume Shamartas Chukas Oz goes on Chukas HaPesach, it doesn't go on tefillin. So in the Meili, you say, Laila is man tefillin, yom yomim, goes on Korban Pesach, doesn't annually, doesn't go on tefillin daily. So what's the din of tefillin on Shabbos Yontif? So that's a machlokes. So some Tanoim held you mechuyif to lay tefillin on Shabbos Yontif. Other Tanoim held no, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos Yontif because you don't need it. Yotze Shabbos Yontif is an ois, and that's going to be the shayla whether chalamoid is an ois. So that's the shayla, how do we paskin over here? So the Rambam paskins that Laila is lazman tefillin min atoyrim. You don't put on tefillin by Laila. Most of the Rishonim paskin against that. Most of the Rishonim paskin that Laila mikra din is matvilim only mid the Rabbanon that you don't wear tefillin. That was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this when he lived under the communists. They made them work all day long. They would wake up early in the morning before Alos HaShachar and they had to go to work so they couldn't put on tefillin in the middle of work. But they could daven. They used to daven in the middle of work. Couldn't put on tefillin. So Rabbi Moshe said, Mikra Adin, we ask in Laila, is Matfilim in Atar? It's only Midirabbana, not Shem Yishan Bahem, Shem Yafiach Bahem. And the Gzerah Shem Yishan is if you didn't go to sleep yet, but if you woke up already in the morning, there's no Gzerah Shem Yishan. So Mikra Adin, you can put on Tefillin. So in Shulchan Aruch, says you should put on Tefillin without a bracha. But Moshe said, he doesn't know how long communism is going to be around. It may be around for a long, long time. It was around for quite a few years. So he said, you're going to tell the people they should put on Tefillin on a bracha, they're not going to put on the Tefillin. Wow. Just like on Shmini Atzeres, tell them to sit in Sukkah without a brocha, they're going to neglect it. They're not going to sit in the Sukkah. So he passed they should wear tefillin with their brocha against their Ramam, against the Shulchan Aruch.
And what Shmini Atzeres, who
says Shmini Atzeres to the brocha?
What is this?
No, the Gemara paskins, yeah. Shulchan Aruch paskins, sit in the Sukkah without a brocha. Mm-hmm. So the Chassidim stopped sitting in Sukkah, because whenever you do a mitzvah, you don't say a brocha, everybody knows there's something fishy.
So who says a brocha? Nobody. Who
suggested
to say a bracha?
No, you don't say a bracha. So right. Because we do a mitzvah without a bracha, right. So people stop doing the mitzvah. So Moshe said, that's what's going to happen to the tefillin. If it would just be for a month, a different stuff is going to be for a few years. It was for quite a few years. Yeah. So that's why tefillin is a mitzvah, says the Sazman Grama, either because Lagla is Lavzman tefillin, because Shabbos HaYontov is Lavzman tefillin. Why is tzitzis considered a mitzvah seses shazman grama? So that's, Tosa says it goes like the Tana Reb Shimon, that the urisim also pratlik sus lailo, not yipot. But that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh and the Tosa are of the opinion that pajamas are potter. It doesn't depend on yom versus lailo, it depends on ksus lailo. Beged lailo is potter even by yom, and ksus yom is chayv even by lailo. The Rambam also depends on Yom HaLailah. According to the Rambam, we understand why it's a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama. The mitzvah tzitzis doesn't apply by Laila. But according to Tosfos, that the din is that a ksus Laila is not chayv. So why is that a Shazman Grama? So Tosfos asks it. So they give a shvera teretz. They say, since Yom and Laila play a role in the chiyuv, that's also called Shazman Grama. Is it a ksus hamyuchad l'yom? Is it a ksus hamyuchad l'laila? Yom, the Zman plays a role in the hymn. That's also called Zman Gram. That's the last 10 lines in Tosfos.
He's trying to fit it inside according to Namah to describe as Talis and to describe as Gavras.
Yeah.
Because according to the way we pass him, we pass him as Gavras, therefore it's for sure not.
No, but the Rosh and Shulchan Aruch quote Tosfos and the Rosh hold based on their Yerushalmi that they quote. That it depends on a beged lilo. A ksus, pajamas are potter even by yom, and a normal suit is chayv even by lilo.
Even today.
Yeah. So that's what Tosh says. Since man plays a role in the determining of the chiyuv, it's also called as magram. It's a shveravot. Okay. Tomorrow we'll continue. Next Tosh, there's a famous Ramban, Amake. We'll talk about the Ramban. Okay.
The people who put on film and follow mine. The whole